Hello, everyone, and welcome to Off Road. I'm Frank Ferraro, your host, and today we have Andrea Catania with us. Hi, Andrea, welcome.
Hello, Frank. Always great to be joining you on Off Road.
Great to have you here. So today we're going to talk about some companies and how companies can raise money, smaller companies, companies that are starting out. There's a lot of different things out there now, and a lot of companies are utilizing crowdfunding sites.
Sure.
And you know, now the SEC has come out with some rules. I mean, I've been doing this stuff for quite some time with the crowdfunding companies and different crowdfunding sites for a while. But the SEC has some rules and whatnot, and pretty favorable, really, for the
No
small
doubt.
issuer,
No,
you
no
know.
doubt. You know, I was so happy back in, I think it was December of 2012 when the Jobs Act was published and we weren't allowed to do anything with it. That stands for Jumpstart Our Business Startups. Go figure. But the part of the Jobs Act, you know, we had regulation crowdfunding, you had a new section under Regulation D 506. It was called 506. C, which is for accredited investors. We could talk a little bit about that. Reg A was completely revamped and made much more interesting, accessible. The blue sky compliance got a lot cleaner. But I think, you know, you and I were talking a little bit earlier about Reg CF and how it's kind of underutilized. It stands for crowdfunding, and there's really a lot of benefit. Or doesn't have to be, you know, a super early stage company, but for, you know, a company that's established that has some good fundamentals, it is absolutely an option for a company to not too overly expensively access investors without having to be public or reporting.
Right. So there are, so the one, I mean, there's a couple of things. I mean, the biggest thing about entering the capital markets and going public, as you know, are getting financials in order, audited
Sure.
financials, and you know, that's really when you know, dive into the balance sheet and the statement of changes and your shareholder equity statement. And there's quite a lot.
Absolutely. And, you know, investors
Yeah.
like to see audited financial statements. There are, you know, paths one could take. Tier one of Reg A, no audited financial statements necessary. The first level under Regulation CF, no audited financial
Which,
statement
by the way,
necessary.
what is that level? What is the, like, what are the levels? I mean, I know what they are, but
Sure, yeah, I'll tell you. So,
what are the levels?
look, Reg CF, you know, companies can come in and raise, I think the lowest tier is $1,070,000 without audited financial statements. And if you've got audited financial statements, you can raise $5 million.
Okay.
And with limited disclosure, not the level of disclosure that's required for like a Reg A information circular or a registration statement like an S-1, but still relevant information, some risk factors, some company information. We like to provide as counsel, we like to provide a little bit more than what's required so investors are comfortable. But audited financial statements, it's worth mentioning that having done a lot of transactions over the past 25, 30 years, I know that investors think, believe, feel that a company has more credibility and viability if they have their financial statements audited. They have to be truthful. Not that a company would exaggerate something, but the accounting firm that has audited those financials is making sure that they're presented in a way that is factual. And they're putting their seal of approval on it. So it's beyond generally accepted accounting principles. It's a little more formal than GAAP. And I think you could attract more investors. And I do want to say one more thing about my affinity for crowdfunding, because I think initially it wasn't until 2015 that these rules really became codified in the SEC. It was like, we can go ahead. It wasn't December of 2012. Let's hit the ground running. We really couldn't do anything with those rules right away. But I see
Trust me,
crowdfunding
I
as,
tried. I
I
tried.
know.
You know. I tried having, one of
A
the
lot of people
friends
did,
with
and it
them,
just,
and it just went nowhere.
yeah. We
Years
had to wait for the
didn't do
guidance. You know,
anything,
we had to be careful and wait for the guidance. Once we got everything, you know, all ducks in a row, we were ready to, you know, get started. It was like, I believe it was like May or so of 2015 when you started seeing a lot of really interesting reggaes come out that, you know, were maybe on a path to get listed. There were all kinds of possibilities. I really see crowdfunding as the future of capital formation in this country. And we're just beginning to see these various portals and platforms really become robust and busy, and TV shows and radio shows and things that you and I definitely have to do to help companies that have either a qualified Reg A that's been reviewed and approved by the SEC, or a filed Reg CF where a Form C has been filed with the SEC. It's a pretty basic form, but becoming, you know, able to put that company information on a platform and to access the crowd. We got to talk a little bit about that important M word that you and I were talking about earlier. You can't just plaster it on a site. You've got to have marketing.
And that's the thing, and that's the thing I was going to say. Well, Andrea, you make it sound so easy. Gee, I have a product. I have a great product. Everybody likes it. Let me put a little thing together. Let me do a quick presentation on a video, put it up on a crowdfunding site, and everybody's going to like and everybody's going to want to invest in my company. And now my company is on a platform with hundreds of other people too. And gee, when you go up there now, correct me if I'm wrong, but these companies, these platforms charge a fee to get on.
They
And
do.
of course they do. And the thing is that
Like, I don't know,
you're not.
15 to 30 grand. It's not cheap to onboard, and then there are fees associated with it. And some of them are good. They offer good services. But to our point, without marketing, no one's going to come
Well,
to
that's the same,
feed.
but and this is what I was trying, and this is kind of what I was trying to say is that, hey, look, it's the same thing. It's like, okay, so even if let's take it one step further.
Yeah.
Even if you raise a few dollars, okay, in your crowdfunding campaign, and let's say you don't go, let's say you go the way where you don't have to do audits and you want to maybe uplist, but you and you raise some money, and then the next, then there's another thing, there's another, I guess, path
Another
in the
step.
road.
Yeah.
Another step in the road is that now you want to get listed and have people maybe trade your stock, okay? Because you want to get listed, right? Well, before you do that, you're going to have to talk to a market maker.
Yes.
And
And of
they're
course, you have to have
going
your financial statements audited by then. You know,
to,
you've
no,
been
but
doing.
they're going to want some information. There's going to be a process for you to get listed. And guess
Yeah.
what? You may not have that. You may not have that wave going with you anymore.
Yeah.
You may not have that swagger that you had,
Yeah.
and so to speak. And then when it comes to trade, nobody buys your stock. So it's
You know all
that,
about this.
I mean,
I will say for years you were my go-to market maker, you know, Mr. 211. I don't know anyone who's filed more 211s than you. And while it's a long time ago, some things just never
this
change.
is how
You
I
know, the
created the
concept
company.
you're talking about, it doesn't change. You've got to have, like you're saying, you've got to have people that are coming in, or just having a symbol means nothing. Similarly, just having that, you know, beautiful Reg CF presentation and materials available on someone's flashy but competent and useful platform doesn't mean anyone's going to come and visit
Well, the whole
it.
thing is these crowdfunding platforms are not allowed to advertise or market the issuers that come on the platform. So they can't spend a special amount of time. They can't market the companies. Okay. That's why you need a company like corporateroadshow.com to come on and do a
Yeah.
presentation and market it to investors,
Yes.
not to, Mr. Jones on Main Street. You know what I mean? You want to,
Yes.
you, it's a different kind of audience, it's a different kind of a captive audience. And that's what you really need to do. You
You're
need to get.
so right that you need that. You need those genuine investors, accredited and some non-accredited. You can with Reg CF and Reg A. But also the beauty of crowdfunding is to make companies accessible to everyone. So we could interview a company on this show, and they could talk about their Reg CF. They could talk about their Reg A, because as long as those materials are available, general solicitation is permissible. The SEC has made those exemptions available. And how nice is it to be able to hear the C? Look, you could go on a lot of different virtual conferences and hear a presentation, sure. But we could really have, I think, a little more of an engaging conversation for a few minutes with the CEO and give them information. As long as they have access to the website that has the documents, that's really the requirement for if someone wants to come on and talk about their company and the fact that they're raising capital, those documents have to be available and they have to have followed, all of the disclosure requirements. We could be of help. That's just something that, is coming to mind as we talk a little bit about how marketing is so key for these general solicitation exemptions.
Well, the thing is, you really have to be, in my advice to any one of these companies that come on and want to enter the capital markets, you really have to be prepared. And you have to kind of know what the game is when you're coming in. And each step, you have to be prepared for each step because there's many steps.
Yes.
Okay. And you have to be prepared. And it's from raising capital to getting a market to developing a market to developing liquidity in the marketplace. And
Yeah.
once you do that, then you're able to really access the capital markets.
Yes.
Okay. And that's where the ultimate game, kind of ends
Yes.
or begins, for
It does, because the capital
most.
markets, that's really how a company can
But
scale
the
and grow. But starting small is fine too. Starting with a CF and saying, you know what, I just want to build a shareholder base. I don't want to trade yet. I don't want to report yet, but I want to provide investors with good information. Raise that money. Sometimes the next step is doing a Reg A, and it could be a Reg A, a crowdsourced IPO, where the Reg A, once it's qualified, there are some really good bankers out there who are perfecting that path as an alternative to an IPO. And you take your time. It doesn't have to be a big rush, but establish that shareholder base. And obviously, you got to meet the listing criteria if that's going to be your path to get onto NASDAQ or NYSE American. But look, there are folks out there who know the steps, can describe this to these companies. We're amongst them. We're happy to help. But I think what these companies really need, just as a broad introduction, is they've got some choices. They've got options. There's not just one way to do it.
right. And coming to someone like you,
Ah.
I'm sure you'd be able to explain the options to them.
I admire the entrepreneur. It's the small businesses in this country that employ most of this country.
Hello.
And
Yeah.
I'm sad that sometimes they're overlooked, these companies that have fewer than 50 employees that are doing so much of the heavy lifting, employing people and creating things and developing and patenting new technologies. And that's kind of the exciting world that we live in.
Well,
We
that's
call
it.
it the
And you
microcap space, because it used to be an under $75 million market cap was the definition of a microcap. I think that's gone up now to 300 million. If you're under 300 million, you could still be a microcap company. But even smaller than that, companies that are just starting out, just beginning to generate revenues, and they want to raise capital, scale, and grow, you just got to follow the rules. You either have to register your shares with the SEC. These are your options. You register, or you have to qualify for an exemption. And what we're talking about here are exemptions. The Reg CF is an exemption from registration. Reg A, even though you're filing something with the SEC and it feels like you're filing a registration statement, it's an exemption from registration. And that's really it. You either register or you rely on an exemption that you qualify for. And those exemptions have rules. You've got to disclose, you've got to give the public and the investors information they're entitled to. And it's all about, protection, truthfulness. Accurate numbers, audited financial statements are, like I said, important and preferred. And that's where you have an opportunity to talk about the quality of your management team, your board of directors, your advisors, who you've surrounded yourself with, right? The professionals that are recognizable, that know what they're doing. You know?
Well, I think this is a pretty good eye-opening conversation.
There's
For
so
anyway,
much
any
more to talk
no, for
about.
any for any one of these companies that want to come on and raise money, hey, you have an idea, go down to Wall Street, raise some money, create some jobs, and that's what it's all about, you know? Right? I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Well, if anybody out there is thinking about doing something in the capital markets, obviously this podcast is all about accessing the capital markets and kind of navigating through it. Just reach out to Andrea and myself.
Yeah,
We'd
be in touch
love to
for
talk
sure.
to you, love to talk to you, and love to try to help you navigate these capital markets. And that's why we're here today, to talk about this.
Yep,
But
we're here to help, and I love having these discussions with you, Frank, because there's really, it's not impossible for a company to get what it needs, even in these rough markets. It's a little challenging today. I think we all kind of are seeing that it's challenging for a lot of companies to get exactly what they'd like, but there are a lot of options out there, and there's money out there. There are investors that are looking to deploy capital for that right opportunity, and there are various vehicles to consider. So let's talk some more whenever convenient.
sounds good. All right. Until next time, everyone. This is Frank and Andrea with Off Road. See you next time.
Take care.
All right.